Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. And this news update is brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Ottumwood of Duckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Ottumwood of Duckerville. We're all about you. Corey Lee Limburger appeared in court today before Judge Ferris to resolve charges related to a traffic stop on June 16, 2026. Limburger pleaded guilty to driving with a suspended license and the unlawful use of a license plate. Under a plea agreement, the prosecution dismissed an original charge of driving while license suspended, second offense. Judge Ferris sentenced Limburger to pay a total of $475 in fines and fees. The breakdown includes $235 for the license plate violation and $240 for driving while license suspended charge. The court ordered the full amount to be paid by August 31, 2026. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach represented Limburger during the proceedings. The court confirmed that fingerprinting requirements for the defendant were already satisfied. And Philip Lynn Curtis appeared in Huron County District Court today to resolve a driving-related charge. Represented by attorney Stephen Allen, Curtis pleaded guilty to allowing a suspended person to operate a vehicle. In exchange for the plea, the prosecution agreed to dismiss the original charge of driving while license suspended. Allen told the court that Curtis, who drives for a living, had secured his license immediately following the incident. Judge Ferris accepted the plea and sentenced Curtis to $450 in fines and court costs, which were fully covered by his previously posted bond. However, the court identified the unpaid $468 balance from a prior case. Curtis agreed to a payment plan to settle that debt, committing to monthly payments of $100 starting August 21st. When we come back from this Ottumwood of Deckerville sponsor message, we'll continue with your local news.
At Ottumwood of Deckerville, we're all about you. Our compassionate care team is here to provide services for long-term care, short-term rehab, respite, and hospice. Your physician may recommend rehabilitation at a skilled nursing facility if you have been recently hospitalized for a chronic illness, surgery, or even injury. As you make this important decision, it's your choice where you want to receive care. Take a virtual tour of our facility at siennahealthcare.com or review your options at medicare.gov/nursinghomecompare. To verify insurance coverage and answer any questions you may have about what your care path may look like, call 810-376-2145. We encourage you to come in for a tour and meet our team. The choice is yours. Ottumwood of Deckerville is a Sienna Healthcare managed facility where we're all about you.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Once again, my name is John Curdy. Continuing with our local news, Sierra Coibietti appeared in Huron County District Court to face a misdemeanor charge of second-degree retail fraud. The complaint alleges the incident occurred July 11, 2026, involving property valued under $200. Bietti entered a plea of not guilty. Judge Ferris continued bond at $1,000, which has been posted with the condition prohibiting Bietti from entering the Bad Act Walmart. The court set a plea cutoff date for September 10th, 2026. For the complete news stories, weather obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Sienna Facilities in Ottumwood of Duckerville. For skilled nursing care with a home-like atmosphere, call 810-376-2145. Ottumwood of Duckerville, we're all about you.